Zalango, this is Connecticut Taco. What you're about to hear is a Human Rights Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Monday, February 25th, 2002, at 11:30 p.m., entitled The Human Rights Patrol Part 59, Why You Should File for Reparations. Your guest will be out of the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, celebrating 1,052 days and nights of broadcasting since December of 1998, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of Human Rights Radio, 94.3 FM, Kaka Inko Yuhuru. Your host will be out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, Kaka Mbana Kintako. Have a pleasant flight.
status up in this land, it is clear.
Our folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear.
See, Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lies can't help him, truth's our weapon, we'll collect. We're talking reparations, that's right, we know we are old.
Cause for 11 generations, in here we were bought in soul.
The People's Choice, Human Rights Radio. Giving praise to our uncreated creator for allowing us to still be with you for our 4,633rd night of broadcasting in the place to be with we, out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois. It's one correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, the co-producer of the Human Rights Radio Network, internet co-creation we call the Human Rights Patrol, Dada Kanadi Kentako, and Zalango to you over there.
Zalango.
You know, it's time for volume number, I think it's what?
59.
That happens to be the year the creator brung us to this plane. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with it. Hey, man. Wish there was 59 years more. I see the benefits of time. You know what I'm saying? In fact, anyhow, I'm not going to go into that. And anyhow, I'm not. All right. You want to give a shout out to the folks that make it possible for so many folks to hear the Human Rights Patrol across the criminal enterprise called the United States and around the planet Earth?
First, let's say Zalango to Human Rights Radio at 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yahuru and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Decatur, Illinois at 99.9 FM. Human Rights Radio run by Brother Lavelle. Also, to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP in the Criminal Enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM in the Criminal Enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, run by Paul Griffin and the crew. And to our newest listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Dade County, Florida at 102.9 FM, Zalango. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the World Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
You know, I want to shout out to the folks down there, the newest listeners in the Criminal Enterprise for Dade County, Florida. And that's operation ran by the runaway indentured servant, right? That's what the cat calls itself down there. And I like the one thing the folks down there, now I like about, you know, that whole part of the country is that, it, you know, it don't get cold too long. And so if they get the wanting the squab, it could be a year-round affair. Where when we're at, you know, they say, like, all winter coming, they're going to go inside. Them blacks don't like the cold. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to go by way of telephone, Kanadi, and talk with our guest on the phones tonight out of the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, North Carolina. We're talking about war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force. We're talking about owner and operator of Human Rights Radio 1,000. How many nights over there, Kanadi?
1,052.
1,052 days and nights of broadcasting since December of 1998. And we talking about that warrior, Kaka Inka Yahuru, and Zalango to your warrior.
Zalango, brother, glad to be back on the scene, dropping human rights themes in our African community. And it's time to tell the people why you must claim your reparations.
That's right, Warrior. Kanadi is going to be black here later on, y'all, and she's going to remind y'all who makes it possible for so many folks to hear the Human Rights Patrol across the criminal enterprise called the United States and around the planet Earth. But, Brother Inko, I can't think of a more appropriate conversation at this time. You know, yourself, myself, my wife, Dia, and my daughters are not far from doing the same thing, have filed our claim with the Self-Determination Committee. And, again, you know, why? There's a lot of folks out here talking about reparations and that. And what we wanted to make it clear to everybody that I think the record speaks to who's been out there. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, brother. The record's clear. Record's clear about who's been educating people about reparations.
That's right. And it's not easy work, is it?
That's right, brother. And also the record's clear on who have not been educating the people about reparations, brother.
That's right, brother. I think it's very important that our people comprehend that in 1963, when the people in the communities was talking about, we're tired of being treated like animals, we want the right to hold our heads up as people, some folks kept on trying to tell us we wanted some civil rights. I think it's important to remember that when our people talk about going into D.C. in 63 and shutting that bad fella down, I think it's important to remember that there was an important meeting conducted by rich white folks and house Negroes, wasn't it, brother?
At the Carlisle Hotel, brother, run by who? The Kennedy family, bro.
And what did they decide at the Carlisle Hotel, brother, about the demonstration that was planned to go on in Washington, D.C. on demanding our human dignity?
Well, brother, we got to give props to the warrior scholar who brought the information to us. And that's none other than brother El Hajj Malik El Shabazz. We know now still lovely as brother Malcolm X, brother.
That's right, brother. And nobody else could bring it to us with the credibility that is impeccable as this warrior. Am I right, brother?
That's right, brother.
A brother paid the ultimate price for African people.
That's right, brother.
He could have decided that fried chicken dinners were more important than black people.
Sure could have, brother.
But he didn't.
That's right.
Well, what did brother Malcolm, El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, say, brother, about the meeting at the Carlisle Hotel and how it affected the demonstration that was planned to go down in Washington, D.C. in 63?
Well, brother, coming from they got a video out called Make It Plain, and this has come from the people, it's his sister and others, who was right there with them, brother, you know, at the time. So they brought up that brother Malcolm got hold of an article when it says that the angels of the civil rights movement are white.
Well?
And in this article, it talks about them meeting at the Carlisle Hotel, and some of the things they discussed, number one, the first thing you wanted them to do was just cancel the march, bro.
What did the house Negro say to boss about that demand?
He said, boss, we didn't start it. We can't end it.
So what did the white folks tell the Negroes they were going to do to resolve the dilemma of a demonstration they was not in control of?
He said, well, what we'll do, we'll acknowledge it. We'll accept it. And we'll put you at the front of it.
Brother, are you talking about February 21st, 2002, USA Today, front page? Is that the white man at work putting Negroes in front of something that they did not start?
Brother, they done it again, brother. If you look, brother, 37, 38 years later, here they come with the same move, brother.
And brother had the nerve to try to get away with it on the anniversary that El Hajj Malik El Shabazz went to the ancestors on.
That's right, brother.
When he was the one who hipped us all. And you can get their speeches of Malcolm X. In fact, we got it here in the Human Rights Radio Library, where he breaks it down how the white folks gave King and Wilkins and Farmer and all them Negroes back in the day money and put them in the front of what was at one time a grassroots demonstration planned for Washington, D.C., and turned it into a circus, didn't they, brother?
And, brother, they gave him $600,000 to start off with, brother. That's $100,000 each.
And kept on paying them for a minute, didn't it?
And then they told him they was going to give them, brother, I think it was another $1.4 million or something like that after the march.
And so all that time, if there was any fighting going on with them Negroes, it was over what, brother?
The dollars, brother.
The white folks' dollars. Didn't they, in fact, take the so-called young radical element of the march, John Lewis, and force him to change his speech at the last minute?
Hold them down, brother.
What was he asking? What side was the Kennedy administration on, wasn't it?
That's right, brother.
And they said, don't bring that up.
That's right.
I think it's time that we recognize the opportunity to have this ability to view what has already happened puts us in a position to check what they're trying to do today. The reparations movement is a grassroots movement. It's been kept kindling by, through the efforts of elders like Dr. Robert Brock, 47 years, man.
Right, bro.
47 years. Now, you look at the list of Negroes in USA Today. I will bet you if it, you could go back and won't find it long ago that every last one of them said, we don't need it.
That's right, bro.
But it's instructive that they wanted to put the boy Cochran in front of the people talking about how he represented Black Bart Simpson, which was a really significant trial in the sense that it showed white folks it's over with. You know what I'm saying? The hook, the game, right?
Hey, brother, any other time, he'd have been hung, brother.
Right, but since, you know, you think about Ruby Ridge, Waco.
I'm telling you.
They were telling white folks the game is up then. But if they really, since you know they was up to no good, because they didn't say, well, you know Cochran got his credentials from the Geronimo Pratt trial, did they?
They ain't say that, bro.
When Cochran said he didn't believe Geronimo when Geronimo said the FBI set him up.
That's right, bro.
Right? And what did you point out about the Negro Gary when he attended a football game, brother?
But, brother, he came up here and he said, you know, and I think he might be up here for it now because they're having that same tournament, brother, starting this week, starting today, brother.
Okay.
So that lets you know how timely this information is.
Okay, and we're talking about on the calendar day. We're talking about the 25th of February,
2002. That's right, brother. And Willie Gary said that, you know, he wouldn't even explore the reparations thing if he thought that they would lose the gains that they have gained, you know, since slavery times.
And what else did that dog Negro say, brother?
And he also said, brother, I mean, make it so bad. You know, the major point I want to bring out to the people is, you know, here he is living in a mansion down there in Florida.
Well, brother, what did he say about the 5,000 versus the 100,000?
Well, brother, I don't remember that quote. Go
remember
ahead.
He said if somebody called him and had gave him $5,000, he might call him back?
Yes, brother. Yes, indeed, brother. He brought a size. He said, now, if you want me to handle your case and you're willing to give me $5,000, I might go to work and work something out for you. He said, but if you give me $100,000, he said, yeah, you know, he said, bro, I'll really work for you. I'll make sure I get, you know, the things you need.
Well, he's saying basically he'll never work for black people.
That's right, bro.
Because we ain't going to have no $100,000 to give away like that.
That's right, bro.
Now, African people, the devil knows that the grassroots movement has now come to the point where I think everybody's claimed enough self-pride. Now, we know we're owed by this government.
That's right, bro.
We want you to read the information in the article of USA Today. Because, you know, a lot of us has caught a lot of hell in the community trying to educate y'all like this hunky that had enough nerve to put it in USA Today about the complicity in the captivity and the enslavement of African people.
That's right, bro.
And there's another article in there, page 17A, that makes the argument that, okay, if you don't even want to give black people no money for slavery, look what we done to them since then.
That's right, bro.
Right?
That's right.
And this is the USA Today making this argument. Inco developed the reputation among the timid of being radical because he was trying to educate the people. This is the knowledge you need to know you need reparations.
That's right, bro.
You see, they bringing it now, though, see, because they want to shape the discussion in their favor.
And, brother, if they want to back it up, all they got to look at is making the case for racial reparations. Does America owe a debt to the descendants of slaves? And, brother, that was in the Harper's Magazine, November 2000 issue, brother.
Well, you know, and dig on this. If that article and everything about it was all on the up and up, you mean Robert Brock is not deserving of some mention? And you know the case they brung up, the Cato case, everybody? You know who brung that case for reparations to the United States government?
That's right.
The United States government. In the person of legal aid.
That's right, bro.
Please, man. It was set up like Geronimo Pratt with Cochran in the day.
That's right, bro.
Please. So they could put an article out saying, well, we dismissed it. Tell them about the cases you dismissed because you didn't want to provide a constitution that you certify as your official constitution.
And, bro, well, why don't they tell about the cases that's been won, like Yvonne Worsley case, where the sister right here in a criminal prize they call North Carolina, you know, broke down in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, broke down and she wasn't a citizen and asked the government to prove it. Why don't you talk about the Leonard Ashton case? All these you can get at respectblackaction.com, where they stole his money and said he owed money to the IRS, and Dr. Brock took it all the way and got that brother's money back.
What? What did they? What could they not prove, brother?
No, so they couldn't prove he was a citizen, brother.
They can't prove none of us are citizens.
That's right.
If we were, we would be included in the Bill of Rights. We wouldn't need no amendments.
That's right, brother.
The Bill of Rights is for the citizens. Those are the God-given rights that the government will draw down on you on to protect for the citizens.
And brother, they keep saying it to the people over and over again. But, brother, I want to get to the part of their strategies, brother. What kind of strategies are they going to use to let the black people know that they do reparations, brother?
Who's going to? The House Negroes?
That's right, brother.
They're going to use their college connections, brother.
Well, number one, brother, they said they were going to pressure shareholders.
Oh, well, brother, that ought to do it.
You know what I'm saying? Now, you know the grassroots, brother, they can't participate in that.
Well, brother, it sounds like these Negroes weren't paid again by the white people.
And, brother, now they're trying to tell people, then they said they're going to sway consumers. They were trying to persuade African Americans to pull money from accused banks and switch policies from tainted insurance.
Man, come on now.
But, brother, again, the grassroots, a lot of us don't have no money in no bank, and a lot of us ain't got no insurance policy.
Break it down, brother.
And then they said they're going to block mergers, brother.
Now, we ought to be good at that.
And brother, they already tried to get government regulators to kill corporate deal by AIG and J.P. Morgan Chase Manhattan on the grounds that come out and told shareholders of potential legal liabilities stemming from past involvement in slavery. The deal went through anyway.
Okay.
And now, brother, they're going to enlist African-American job recruits. The reparations group has close ties to who? Black fraternities and sororities at the nation colleges. Brother, that looks like another affirmative action program, bro.
It sounds like the talented Tim needs some money.
That's right, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, bro.
They're trying to put a talented... It ain't going to happen this time, see? Because, you know, we've learned a lot about what the real is. And what, you know, and the way things are set up, they ain't gonna get away with it this time. You look at the folks on that list, and I've been in, you know, as you hear us tonight, you know, we've been in this work for quite a few years. And throughout the years, I can't think of none of those Negroes has even offered a word of encouragement.
That's right, bro.
I can't think of none of them, man.
But I ain't heard of no symposium that Willie Garrett has when he has here. How to teach people to be a lawyer and get where he at.
Nah. Like you said, if he thought it was going to damage the relationships between blacks and whites, which I don't know how you really have one now anyway, you know, if I step on your shoes, you might never speak to me again.
And, brother, then they got that white boy, Alexander Perez, who done ripped off the black farmers.
The one that got all them farmers, the checks they couldn't cash.
Boy, he psyched them out, bang.
I mean, took all their money down south there.
I'm telling you.
I mean, and you know, one thing about this is, Brother Inco, the people, once we get the knowledge, these clowns is through, man.
That's right, bro.
I only ask you, when the pigs was beating you down, where was these Negroes? Huh?
That's right, bro.
The Negroes got together in the criminal enterprise called Philadelphia. The white boys gave them C-SPAN a whole day, February 23rd, 2002. There was nobody there for MOVE.
And not one.
Why? In Philadelphia.
I'm telling you, bro.
Washington Post, February 24th, 2002, front page, African people can't get along because y'all is from different places.
That's right, bro.
Chicago Sun-Times, February 24th, one page, preachers in the pulpit in Chicago talking about you are owed money for reparations. Does it sound like they're trying to get in front of something they didn't start, brother?
That's right, brother. They're trying to jump in front of it again. And, you know, that's why we ask the people, wouldn't it be worth $50 to you to make sure you're in it?
I mean, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of waiting on somebody else to get their hands on your money.
And suing a corporation that may or may not have been in existence before, when you were a slave.
I'm telling you.
The Constitution makes the U.S. government the criminal.
That's right. The Declaration of Independence, bro.
Teach, brother.
The Declaration of Independence, when they took out that paragraph where Thomas Paine said, he, King George, has waged a cruel war against a people who have not attacked or offended him.
And then they turned around and did it.
That's right.
And if you check it out, that was the only reason in Paine's paper that these devils said that they were going to duke it out with the king because he had offended us, our people, and we had never done. They said human nature required that they throw the Dukes up with the king about that. They didn't say what he had done to them was the crime that led them to have to punch it out with him.
That's right, bro.
They said, but what he had done to African people.
That's right, bro.
And then said, well, that's our come up. Read the Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3. Read the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 1. Article 4, Section 2, Clause 3. That's black all over through there, man.
That's right.
That's about stealing people.
That's right. That's all it's about, bro.
Stealing people. And, you know, they owe us, but you can't expect them to pay you if you don't file a claim. So we're going to give you again this website with Dr. Robert Brock and the Self-Determination Committee. And again, I mean, you can do whatever you want with it, okay? But there are a lot of things that I think in my time I felt really passionate about in terms of, you know, the things that we needed to be doing. Nothing is more important, I think, than this, because it says to us, we accept that we have intrinsic value.
That's right, bro.
And we say to the world, we ain't going to take it no more.
That's right, bro.
Being treated less than we're worthy of.
That's right, bro.
See? And that's a profound statement for a people that's been walked on as long as we have been walked on to say. Study before you make a decision as to... See, one of the things going to come out the bootlickers reparations movement is they're going to get you on a treadmill and you're going to get tired and say, I don't want to do this no more.
That's right, bro.
And by the time it comes time to fight Uncle Sam, you're going to think it's like a waste of time by then.
That's right, bro.
Get with the folks who have developed the track record of loving you. You are loved, African people, or you wouldn't hear this program.
And get with the people who are bringing you the information of what really happened.
Thank you.
I mean, we're not just trying to get you reparations. We're trying to get you restoration, restitution, and for those that want to go, repatriation.
Well, brother, I know some of us, like your pops used to always say, ain't never going to get along with this devil, so I'm in the repatriation part, too.
That's right, brother.
And once we reclaim our mind, I don't think we'll have no choice but to repatriate. If we only counted Reconstruction, we should have left.
That's right.
If we only counted the turn of the century, we should have left.
That's right.
If we only counted what they did to Marcus Garvey, we should have left.
That's right, bro.
If we counted only what they did in the 50s and the 60s to the Black Panthers and the students, we should have left.
And the only reason that we have not left is because they won't let us get together and talk long enough to decide to get up out of here. It's against the law for you to get together and have conversations like we're having now.
And it's been that way so long that even if you tell the people they can do it,
hey,
a lot of folks don't want to take that chance.
They don't believe you, bro.
You don't get back out that tree once they put you up there, do you, brother?
Tell you, bro.
Well, that's why we bring in the human rights conversation. See, divine law says we're going to get our reparations. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to argue with nobody about it, but we want you all to know that if you have any faith in divine order, divine law, file your claim. Because Uncle Sam, by his nature, says you ain't getting nothing from him. He didn't bring you here for that. But divine order say you will.
That's right, brother.
Because Uncle Sam cannot write a law against my eye.
That's right, brother. And, brother, you got to break down that, you know, the songs y'all breaking out now, brother. And I was listening to the Underground Railroad, brother, and how they was telling our people to escape to be free, brother. I think it's, brother, you can see the continuation.
Brother, that's what I'm saying. How do they think they're going to escape my eye?
That's right, bro.
This conversation is my eye.
That's right, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Brother, time to got away from us. But it's always good to have a chance to talk, you know, with folks. But when you get a chance to talk with a member of the Human Rights Radio Network, it's different because these brothers bring the human rights theme 24/7. There ain't no let up in it. It's not like a popularity thing. And all we're screaming is that divine order is the way we need to be flowing with. And Warrior Inco, I want to 1,052 days and nights of broadcasting out there at 94.3 FM in the Criminal Enterprise called Durham. You have nothing but straight up, you know, hand, a black fist in the air coming from up here, brother.
That's well, brother, you know, I tell you, all the work y'all been doing out there, you know, this brother, you ain't got to wait for this brother to stand up, brother.
Brother, you've already proved that to be the case time and time again, and I think folks is getting to know that that's a challenge to them to be true to what they say they're going to be about. Can you hold on the line a second, Warrior?
I sure can, brother. Brother, can I give Dr. Brock a post office box out right quick?
Brother, if you don't, I'm going to feel bad about it.
Okay, Self-Determination Committee, post office box 15248, Washington, D.C., 20003.
Ooh, I'd have gave it out wrong in the past. It's 152048, right?
15248, bro.
15248. Okay, I think I got that wrong on the program before. Y'all correct me. I know the elder don't let me know about it. Oh, my goodness gracious. Where ain't go?
Okay, bro.
Thanks for getting brothers back in. You hold on a second.
You okay, bro?
Gonna call on Dada Kanati here. Kanati, Zalango to you again.
Zalango.
Gonna give those shout outs to the stations up and down the Human Rights Radio Network that make it possible for so many folks to hear the Human Rights Patrol.
We're gonna say Zalango to Human Rights Radio at 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yahuru and the listeners in the Criminal Empires called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the Criminal Empires called Decatur, Illinois at 99.9 FM. Human Rights Radio, Brown by Brother Lavelle. Also, to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP and the Criminal Empires called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM in the Criminal Empires called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, brought by Paul Griffin and the crew. And to our newest listeners in the Criminal Empires called Dade County, Florida, at 102.9 FM, Zalango. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the World Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
Kennedy's telling me I've all been all over the clock again. I want to thank y'all up and down the network, Information Network, for making it possible for so many folks to hear it. The Human Rights Patrol and you folks out there listening, give them folks a big time thank you too. Well, on the telephones with us tonight in our 4,633rd night of broadcasting out of the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, celebrating their 1,052nd day and night of broadcasting at 94.3 FM since December of 1998. We're talking about war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force. That's Kaka Inko Yahuru. And in the place to be with we out of the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, is the co-producer of this Human Rights Radio Network exclusive presentation. That's Dada Kanati Kantako. And I'm in Banner Kantako, reminding you that you is listening to the people's choice, because the people choose to listen to
the Human Rights Radio Network.
We will remember the humanity.
We remember the humanity.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
We will strive to bring new values.
We will strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
We will be loving,
sharing, and creative. We will work, study,
and listen,
so we may learn,
so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will struggle to resurrect
and unify our homeland. We will raise many children for our nation. We will have discipline,
patience,
devotion, and courage.
We will live as models
to provide new direction for our people. We will be free and self-determinate.
We are African people.
Aluta!
Aluta!
Continua!
Continua!
Kufala!
Kufala!